Danny Lakey Late Show.
I think I've stumbled across something that I shouldn't have. It's like when you go looking in mummy and daddy's cupboard for toys that they may be hiding for Christmas, and you find a whole heap of old porno mags. You think, oh shit, shouldn't have seen that. Not sure if anyone should know I've seen that. Don't mind it that I've seen it though.
I thought you were going to say, and you find your presents, because I've done that multiple times.
I've accidentally walked in on a boogie board before behind the door, and I wasn't even expecting it. We were just playing hide and seek. Yeah. Mum just had to concede that one. She's like, here you go, Christmas come early that year. A fantastic summer in 1999 it was. I've stumbled across something because I was hanging out with this girl on the weekend, and we were just sitting back chilling, and her friend came over just before they were going away for some weekend or something. And I don't really know the friend, and I was just sort of, I was on the phone, just not really paying much attention. They're just chatting away for a bit, just a quick tea before she bid her adieu. And then they started, like, the friend of my girlfriend sort of showed her nails, and they were all done up, all glitzed and glammed, and they got super excited about these fresh acrylic nails that she'd done. Real big
job. Everyone loves a good manicure.
Well, the thing is that apparently, this is what got me. My friend says, oh, you don't usually get your nails done, and she goes, I know. And that's when it hit me. I thought, what was that? What was going on there? I mean, I could appreciate a good nail acrylic as much as the next man, but that was way too enthusiastic for just, you never get your nails done. What was that?
And I thought, you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I think I am thinking what you're thinking.
You might.
And I think you know I'm thinking.
Be onto something.
Once she left, I said to my friend, I was like, what was that? She goes, what was what? I said, that, all that mumbo jumbo about the nails at the end there. You guys have been weird. And she said, oh, don't worry about that. I said, no, I'm worried about that. What was it? What was going on?
FBI Lakey's coming out.
At this time, I didn't quite think I had my hand right on the pulse because I was like, oh, I don't know. She's like, oh, it's girl stuff. Don't worry about it. I was like, I'm worried. Now I want to know.
I am petrified.
I was scratching my head about it. I was like, why would they be so excited about getting her nails done? Well, if she never gets her nails done, what was that? I said, oh, does her boyfriend have like a manicure fetish or something? She said, no.
You would say that because you love
absolutely
feet.
Absolutely not.
No one else would literally think that ever.
I said, is she like giving her boyfriend a special massage or something like that with a freshly manicured finger? She said, no, you sicko. I said, all right. Thought about it a little longer. And then I stumbled across something. I said, ah, got it. And I told her what I thought it was. And she just gave this coy look. Said, I'm not saying anything. I'm oh my God, I've stumbled across it, haven't I? I've stumbled across secret girl code. And she goes, no. And made me sworn to silence and wouldn't tell me whether I'm right or wrong, but her reaction, really, or lack thereof. I'm pretty sure I know what's going on. I think because you're a girl and you're in on this secret girl code, you also know what this secret manicure business is all about.
I do, and correct? I feel like you might know.
Well, you're not allowed to break girl code, but I'm just going to write something down here. This is what I suspect it is now. Why don't you just read that?
You're right.
Get around me!
You have...
Get around me!
Absolutely nailed the manicure.
Gotta get up pretty in the morning to fool old Detective Lakey in the girl code.
FBI Lakey's coming out.
All right. 13 10 60. Now, I suspect most women, because you're part of the Secret Girls Club, know your Secret Girls Code right now. But if you're a guy, do you know what girl code I've just cracked? Very interesting.
I can't believe you've done that.
Well, I don't.
You're very onto it.
I would have never ever realised this unless I was right place, right time over the weekend. I don't think any of my guy mates would know about this, and I think it's something that we should know about. I think it's going to help both parties if I lift the lid on this girl code. Before I do, are you a guy who thinks you know what girl code I've cracked?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You a guy who reckons you've cracked the girl code? If you think you have, then call the show.
Yeah, look, not a whole heap of calls coming through on 13 10 60, which could mean one of two things, Shuey Louie. Either that the show has dramatically turned to shit over the weekend and everyone stopped listening, or very few people have cracked this code.
I'm going to go with A.
I think that I have cracked a secret girl's business. This is something over the weekend where I was hanging out with my girlfriend. Her girlfriend came over. They were chatting. They'll make a big deal about her manicured fresh nails that never get done.
You're very observant. Mm. Not many males would even pick up on this, I don't think.
There was something just too enthusiastic about it. And after hours of racking my brain, I thought, does maybe her boyfriend have like a nail fetish? Is she planning a special massage?
And
does
like
she
have I said, you would be the only person who would think about the fetish because you love feet.
I think I've cracked the code, and Shuey Louie has confirmed it. I showed her on a piece of paper before. Sal in Melbourne, what do you think the reason would be that these girls are getting so excited about some manicures that are never usually done?
G'day, Danny. Danny, I think she's just found someone that's going to take her out on a date.
Wow. Very enthusiastic for just one sneaky
date. I don't think it's about her boyfriend. Mm. This is her boyfriend. She's found somebody. Mm.
Incorrect.
No, Sal.
I think on semi on the right path, but
you wouldn't get a full set of gels just for one first date.
No, Brody and Ballarat, what do you think? Brodster.
B dog.
Yeah. I reckon she's got a fella. She hasn't got a fella, but she's got a fella that she wants. She's prettied herself up a bit, I reckon.
Exact same as Sal.
Incorrect. Nah, these girls will keep that on the DL. If there's a secret affair in order, there's no way I'm even getting a sniff of that. They're not going to be jumping around the room getting fresh nails done for that. No. Pete, in Canberra, you think you've cracked the girl code?
Yeah, I do. I reckon she thinks she's going to get proposed to, and so that way she can take photos for Insta.
Pete!
Huge!
Bye. Now, I can't say anything because it's girl code.
Girl code busted.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I haven't said anything. Pete said something and I'm
Pete said it, yeah.
I might be nodding or I might be shaking my head.
You haven't broken any girl code there. What I can confirm, Pete, that this is 100% what it's got to be about, doesn't it? She's getting her nails all prim for her little photo when she's like, oh my God, boyfie proposed to me. And she wants her hands to look all good. Which is insane.
I reckon that's what it is.
I think it is. It's bloody hell what it is. Shuey Louie could be, let's just hypothetically, I know you don't want to break codes here, but you never get your nails done.
No, and let's say I had a boyfriend and he hypothetically proposed to me and my nails weren't done. I would be furious and I'd be saying, wait there, I'll go get my nails done, we'll do it again, take the photo for the gram, or we're getting the gram from far away.
Well, I think we've double busted for half a second there.
Girl code busted.
Because what this means now for all us blokes that had no idea that this is even going through your head is that A, we're not going to propose unless you get your nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And B, if you start randomly getting your nails done,
you're expecting.
We know that you're expecting a little question from us. It absolutely blows the paradigm right off the spectrum here.
This is genius from you.
People have learnt a lot over the weekend and I don't mind being the one spurting out the girl code. Man code meets girl code tonight on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show with Fiona O'Loughlin still in studio and playing a classic game right now.
Guess who? The Heinz Classic Soup Variety Edition.
Guess who? The Heinz Classic Soup Edition. It's common knowledge that back in the day, you and your whole family did a Heinz Soup commercial. Little Mary Agnes, bless her cotton socks, getting fed Fruit Loops instead of the nice Heinz chunky tomato brew that we all know and love. What we've got here, I mean, Heinz are really branching out now, Fiona O'Loughlin, as I'm sure you're aware, with the 12 different classic soup varieties, all the way through from your classics like pea and ham, potato and leek, chicken and sweet corn, through to the outside of the box
ones. Chicken and mushroom.
Yeah, well, spicy lentil tomato, Italian minestrone, country chicken, that's one of my favourite ones. What we're going to do here, we're going to treat it like a game of Guess Who, all right? So you've got the 12 soups on your board, I've got the 12 soups on my board.
Yeah.
We will now pick a soup each from the box, and then it's up to you to try and guess my mystery soup first, and up to me to try and guess your mystery soup first.
How many questions do we get to ask?
We go one for one, and it's the first person
to guess one to pick the other one.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm going to beat you.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I've been training pretty hard for this day, whether you believe that or not, Fiona O'Loughlin.
Who gets the first question?
I think I'll go first. Is your soup a good source of dietary fibre? Now, you've got your soup there. It should say on the can.
No.
It's not a good source of dietary fibre.
Nope.
All right.
Is your soup something that comes from an animal and the earth, like a vegetable?
Shit.
She's good.
She's gone the risky move and it's paid off.
Yes,
it is. Damn it.
You're buggered because I'm crossing most of them out.
It was the most genius question you could have possibly come up with.
Okay, my second question.
Yep.
Is your mystery Heinz classic soup strictly vegetable flavourings?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I love winning.
Funnily enough, the no actually has opened up a whole lot more doors than the yes in this one. So don't be so fast there. Don't get too cocky because I'm narrowing in on your mystery classic soup, Fiona.
Okay.
You've got to nail it with this question.
All right. Does your classic soup have chicken in it?
It does.
Woohoo.
Oh, no.
There's only two options for you.
See, I'm also down to two.
Oh, but okay, bugger off. Wow. You are not.
No, we're on here. I am. Is yours... Does yours have a fungus in the soup?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I've got it. I'm on match point.
I know you are. This is not fair. I did all the hard work and now you're just going to come in and...
If he's asking you that, then he can't have that one.
No, no, don't even think about
that. Actually, I'm not very good at this kind of stuff. My brain goes in 100 miles
an hour. Okay, can I just say what I think it is?
Yeah. Don't trust me.
Chicken and sweet corn.
Ah,
oh, it's right.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Was yours country chicken?
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
I feel this good. I'm 57.
Oh, what a classic game of Guess Who, the Heinz Classic Soup
Edition. Who sponsors that segment?
Heinz, they should. We could do that every week. And Fiona O'Loughlin, we could have you in every week. You are in Perth on Friday, May 10th for your latest stand-up show. Fiona O'Loughlin addresses the nation. And you're back in Sydney Saturday, May 18th. Tickets available at sydneycomedyfest.com.au and perthcomedyfestival.com.au, and no doubt you'll be everywhere else in the very near future. Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you.
Guys are great, and it was my favourite interview of the day. See you guys. Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Like a lot of people, I've been dreading the birth of this royal baby.
You can't say that.
Another day, another baby. Look.
Yeah, but it's a royal baby. It's a little baby prince.
This is what, we've had plenty of little royal babies before.
This is bigger than Simba.
Look,
nah.
We've done three royal babies with the Wills. We've had two royal weddings. This is nothing new now. Old stuff. All right? I knew this day was coming for a while, and it's commercial radio 101, isn't it? Ooh, you got to be all over the royals. You know what our listeners love? The royals.
As soon as that story breaks.
Well, none of my friends like the royals. Everything I'm reading online, no one likes the royals.
Your friends listen to the show?
Yes. My friends love the show.
I like the royals.
Thank you, Jack.
No, I know you like the royals. There's a good 3% of people like the royals, and they love the royals. This has got to be the most overhyped genre of story in comparison to the amount of people interested in it. And of all the stories that are overhyped, determined against people who are interested in it.
No, everyone wants to know about the royal baby boy.
I don't need to know about the royal baby boy, but I can accept that the royal baby boy needs to be covered, much like Boss Tots, who is stringent on the fact, make sure you cover that royal baby. And I've had it on my radar for a while. We've been thinking, oh, when's the royal baby? It's due any day now. Oh, has the royal baby already happened? What should we be doing about the royal baby? Last night, at 11:01 p.m., 1 minute after our show finished, the royal baby was born. I looked up
to be playing the success chiming
I looked up on our TV screens. It said, breaking news, royal baby born. I thought, God, we dodged a bullet there, didn't we?
No, it's
perfect timing.
Live on the show.
Well done, Meghan Markle. You timed it down to the nth degree. I thought, this is fantastic. People will sleep all night. They'll wake up in the morning. Their local breakfast show will cover the royal baby stuff. Much more breakfast content than my stuff anyway. Drive will do it. Carrie and Tommy, Yuzi and Kate.
You're not getting away with not talking about it.
We'll be covering the royal baby. And I thought by the time it gets to 8 o'clock tonight, it's going to be old news. The baby's already 21 hours old. There's one thing holding us back. Yes, the baby announcement was. Yes, we know the weight of the baby. Yes, we know Meghan's doing well. Yes, we know Harry's over the moon. Haven't figured out a bloody name for it yet, have they? They've had 9 months to do that.
Oh, let's
let it drag out another 48 hours, guys. Can we let's wait a couple of days before the photos. Should we do a baby announcement? No, we'll give that a couple of days as well. We'll let the dust settle.
You know,
just give it to us all at once and we can move on.
A basic name. It's going to be, you know, like a Sam.
That's what I mean. James. There's all this, what's the name? Oh, we're betting on names again. Oh, what do you think the name will be? Everyone's all uppity about that. Just get it all out there in one go at 11:01 p.m., the second the baby's born. We won't have to figure it out. And to be honest, I'm sick of it. And I wish they'd just come out with a name. And I know a lot of Australia's with me, Shuey Louie.
Harry and Megan all the best. Overjoyed for everyone, I am truly. However, nonetheless, we still haven't got a name. Just tell us already. Cause everybody's like Edward, George, Alexander or Albert, Jonathan, Thomas, Harrison or Alfred, I don't care. Find out in New Idea Magazine. Name it anything, Hank, Diana, Fred or Malmeninga, Jon Snow, Daenerys or even Littlefinger, I don't care. Save the story for a current affair. What is the name of this royal that I'm already sick of? I have already heard enough about Prince Harry and Meghan's love. It'd be a lot cooler to put me out of my misery. Prince Harry, if you hurry up and name the baby.
Yeah, come on, guys. Stop dragging this one out.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The first Monday of May is the Met Gala. Always has, always will be.
Best Monday in the whole year.
Look, I'm not having a go, but I am just trying to get more inside the head of what the big deal is about this. I mean, you keep saying it's the hottest, most anticipated night of the fashion calendar.
Yeah,
I get that.
But once
this happens, what's so good about it?
Well, we all get to be in awe of their amazing outfits and how to theme they are.
You were literally in awe. That's a powerful word. You were in awe today looking at the internet and looking at these things.
Yes, because some of them I was just like, wow, so chic.
Right.
So extravagant.
The clothing or the woman themselves?
All of it. The whole thing. It's art, Danny.
Oh, it is art. This year's exhibition theme is camp. Notes on fashion. The Met's camp costume exhibit is all about the art of being extra.
Yeah. So as you can see, for half these costumes, like Katy Perry here is wearing a dress with about 15 candles on her and on her head and multiple diamonds.
I don't mind the candle setup that Katy Perry has, to be honest. I hate people coming up and giving me a kiss on the cheek at parties. Oh, you can't get anywhere near it. She's got this big hula hoop full of candles.
It just sounds like you hate people.
No, but I don't like parties. I don't. Ever since I stopped drinking, I hate parties. I realised that was half the reason I was drinking,
outfit.
To put up with parties. Wasn't it extra last year? I mean, it's always extra.
Why is this the art of being extra? It's fabulous.
The Met Gala takes place on the first Monday of May. The Met Gala always takes place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. The night begins with a cocktail hour in which guests walk the red carpet and explore the new exhibition before sitting down to dinner in the evening's performance. All of these pictures are on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram, by the way. They're raising money. They're raising money for the costume department.
Hence why they're so extravagant. Have you seen Serena Williams? She's
yes.
in this beautiful long gown. And then to make herself even extra extra, she's wearing yellow sneakers to match the dress.
It just all sits a little off-center.
It's so chic.
It's so bizarre what everyone's doing.
It's fashion.
I'm in awe. I get it. But, I mean, you wouldn't. Could you buy any of that? Would you be buying any of that? Would you wear that?
If I was
going. Don't you like fashion?
Yeah, if I was going to an extravagant diva party, then yes, I would be borrowing Celine Dion's leotard with multiple gold tassels and a giant hat.
Kanye West's face sums up the whole thing. He's not happy to be there. I can't think of anything worse. Honestly, I'd rather lick a mousetrap.
No, that is a lie. If you got offered a ticket to the Met Galas, you would be there in a heartbeat.
I'd go just to confirm my suspicions. I think the second they go in the door, and you're not supposed to be talking about Met Gala, by the way. It's like Fight Club. You're not supposed to talk about it. You can't take any photos in there. I really would love to go and look inside the door and see if they're actually having fun in there. Because I think it's all a show. I think it's all a big, dirty, great big show
of the
1% to make us feel less elite.
They might not be having fun is because the outfits are so extravagant. They need like 7 people to go with them to help them lift the material or lift the hat or the tassels.
Look, a lot of it's on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram right now. It looks like Willy Wonka went to a Rugs-A-Million, a Spotlight and IKEA and then dressed up a whole heap of celebrities. Very bizarre indeed. I mean, what are they going to do with all this fabric now? I think they've just dropped it back to Rugs A Million to have a closing down sale.
Due to an unprecedented level of ridiculous outfits at the Met Gala, our showroom has an overload of stock that's gotta go. Lounge rugs. Big, ridiculous, excessive Cardi B lounge rugs. 60% off. Gwen Stefani throw rugs. Buy one, get one free. Due to Lady Gaga wanting to upstage everyone, excess fabric, $6 per meter. Leather fabrics, like what Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen wore. 50% off. Celine Dion's leather face fabric. 50% off. Hayley Baldwin's curtain and flooring must go. Ryan Murphy's curtains that have been scraped off the inside of a boat was 100, now 40. Dua Lipa's children's curtains from $29. Children's lampshades worn by Joe Jonas reduced to clear. Children's bedspreads worn by Janelle Monáe 20% off. Bedspreads that are so comfy it'll send Florence Welch straight to sleep 40% off. 20 to 50% off Katy Perry lighting. Heavy discounts on Kim Kardashian stock due to warehouse flood damage. And last but not least, Kris Jenner bath mats 80% off. But hurry, this sale will end Sunday.
Yeah. It's a bit, there's plenty of it on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page. There's a video to
you
go
You don't appreciate fashion.
Some of it is absolutely ridiculous. See it all there. Danny Lakey Late Show, the dominant brand game. That is coming up next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand.
You can get us to name the dominant brand in season passes for you to see The Hustle. It's in cinemas Thursday. Just got to think of a category. Myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie can all agree that has a dominant brand. This could be any category of any sort. A couple of examples just to kick us off before we take calls on 131060. All right, category. I've got a great one. Lube.
Oh, well, you would know that. Oh, actually.
What do you mean I would know? We all need lube, Shuey.
Yeah, I know, but you would use it.
Self-lubricating Louie. Is that what you're claiming?
Only you'd know something like that, mister.
No, because you like to use it a lot more than regular people.
I am a lubey man. They call me Lubey Lakey.
You like textures, yes, as you say.
I do go lubey loo. I do go lubey lie. I do go lubey loo. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Yeah, you go a little bit hard.
I
think if it's in the same realm of the other product, then I think I've got it right.
I should hope so. Producer Jack, I should hope you're all over the lubes out there.
I don't know about this one.
What are you doing on a Friday?
Yeah. I'd never on it. Really see what the brand is called.
Alrighty.
I just take a deep breath, relax, and all goes smoothly.
And we're on.
3, 2, 1.
Ansel. What's Ansel?
Ansel. A-N-S-E-L-L.
I thought that was an Durex. Old airplane company.
Ansel, it's the name of a
famous No, I'm pretty sure Ansel does do the Durex loops. Oh, clearly it's not dominant enough.
No. My turn?
What a shame. Sure.
Okay. Hang on. Let me say the thing. Frozen desserts.
Frozen desserts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
3, 2, 1.
Sara Lee. Yes! Universal.
P.S. Sara Lee.
It is Sara Lee. It has no H on the end,
Sara
Danny.
Sara Lee. Sara Lee. 100%.
It's Sara. It has no H on the end.
You show me the advert that advertises the delicious frozen desserts with a voiceover man saying Sara Lee, and I'll show you a liar.
It has no H. It's Sara.
You going to have a little bet?
Yep.
A gentleman's bet?
Mm-hmm.
Slippery tenor?
Yep.
And a tuba
done.
Lube?
Done.
Producer Jack.
I've got a category, male suits.
Male suits?
Dominant brand of male suits.
Like a tuxedo?
Yeah.
I know this.
Shit. Okay. Oh, I don't know this.
There's only one prestige one.
I don't have a suit.
I know this
I'm not
one.
A suit man. I'm not a suit and tie man. Okay. 3, 2. I genuinely don't know what I'm going to say. 3, 2, 1.
Calvin Klein.
Steins.
Is it what?
Excuse me, Calvin Klein is not the most dominant suit brand.
Yes, it is.
For like chic, yeah, maybe.
What did you say?
Hellenstein's.
What the hell is that?
That's no one knows
oh,
about
is that a bloody Kiwi shop?
I said Tony Barlow.
Tony Barlow?
Is that a politician?
I don't wear suits. That's the shop.
I don't wear suits.
Is Tony That's Barlow a politician?
I don't think Tony Barlow's a politician or any. I don't know who Tony Barlow is, to be honest. Obviously a famous tailor from back in the day. Look, the thing is, you've just got to make sure that not only is the category a clear dominant brand, but it's also going to affect myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie, on a purchaser level. You can't be dishing out suits and things like that.
Helen Steins would have won if we were in New Zealand.
Helen Steins. Goodness gracious. That ain't 1060. Yeah. Well, I'm not a suit man. Categories, if you can figure one out that all three of us can say the dominant brand to, prize for you now.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand, the brand.
Look, people brand, absolutely brand, love brand, this dominant brand, brand game. And, brand, I mean, at the expense of sometimes myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack realizing that our realities are not running parallel to each other. One man considers it very common practice to have Calvin Klein suits.
That is not a thing, Jack. Do you have a Calvin Klein suit?
Yes, I do,
no,
actually.
No, you do not, you big diva.
I do, but that's the prestige suit. That's the one that everyone wants.
Did you say prestige suits? No. So Helen Steins is what you got.
That's not even a thing. Nobody knows what that is.
I was with you until you pulled out the H-bomb.
Yeah.
No one has any idea what
if it
Helen
was a cheap
Steins
suit
is.
Brand, I could maybe... No, I know, like, Maya.
What's apparent here is that there are different realities for different people. One person's Sarah Lee is another person's Sarah Lee. And so on and so forth.
It's got to be Kiwi-proof as well.
Cecily in Sydney, hello.
Hi.
What's your category? If all three of us can say it correct, you're off to see The Hustle in season passes. It's in cinemas this Thursday.
My category is pizza shop.
Pizza shops.
Well, there's two, but there's one that's more superior.
Yeah, and I think
that's what I'm hoping.
I think they gained superiority late 90s, early noughties, weren't they?
Yeah,
it used to be the other
you're
one.
Right. It was dominant, and then they just swooped on it.
Mm. Three, two, one.
Dominoes.
Dominoes.
Dominance dominoes, yeah. Guys.
I was worried where you two were going with that. Like, well, 90s and then before. Oh, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza
Hut. Pizza Hut left ages ago.
Oh, 800. Oh, no, that's Domino's.
Let's not be chirping out Domino's New Zealand phone numbers.
Is that not a thing here? Oh, 800, 83, 83, 83.
We don't have 0800s, 83s, 83s.
That's a shame for you guys.
Well done to you, Cecily. Hold the line. In-season passes to see Hustle. Owen in Sydney. Hello.
Hello.
What's your category that you think all three of us can name a dominant brand for?
I'm more worried about Shuey Louie on this one, but let's go with construction machinery.
Ooh, well, you should be worried about me. I'm worried about me.
I'd be worried about all three of us, yeah, to be honest. None of us are quite manual labour, blue-collar kind of people.
Although we do like work around an area where there is a lot of construction happening.
But would you take note of the steel cap boots or the spanner
not the boots,
they were using?
It's like the big crane that we should be looking
I'm
at.
I'm not sure if the crane has permeated into my subconscious, let alone my conscious. But let's give it a crack. Three, two, one.
Caterpillar.
Oh.
What did you guys say?
I said cat, which I assume is caterpillar. Yeah.
Well, I said steel. STIHL. I feel like I've seen that at Bunnings.
Oh, I have seen that as
is
well.
That a thing, yeah. Owen?
Is that a thing, Owen? What were you thinking?
Well, steel's a thing, but I was going with cat.
Oh,
get around me.
So yeah. I was wrong.
I'm just your blokey bloke, really, who's talking about cat stuff all the time. Sorry, Owen, we couldn't get you the chocolates there. Tasha on the Gold Coast, what's your category?
Hello, my category is motorhomes.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I dream of a life on the road one day.
Me too.
Like a caravan.
Yeah, caravan, something you can live in on the road. Yeah.
I don't know a brand, I just know a caravan.
Shuey Louie has never even thought about the concept of her in the open road. She's busy clicking on I purchase Met Gala materials. 13, 4, 3, 13, 12, 11.
Are you okay over there?
3, 2, 1.
Winnebago!
Yes.
What'd you say?
Juicy.
Oh.
Aren't they those little, you know, you hire
them apologize to Tasha.
That's not a motorhome. Right, that's a travel van. Nah, you couldn't
Tasha,
live in that full time. Too small.
Back me up. Juicy is a motorhome?
No.
No, it's not.
No. Definitely Winnebago.
Winnebago, is that what you were thinking, Tash?
Winnebago.
Sounds like a bagel company or like some really nice bruschetta bread.
Hey, that's the dominant brand of motorhome, Shuey Louie, that you're talking about there. Josh in Newcastle. What's the category? Hello.
I'm pretty confident. Flavoured milk.
Flavoured milk. I feel it's something we all should know, but I don't think I've had a flavoured milk since I was about 5 years old.
Are we just going with, like, the dominant flavour? Is this what it is?
No, we're going to the brand. Thank you, Josh. It's the dominant brand of flavoured milk. The dominant flavour.
I was just going to say the flavour.
It's not the dominant flavour game, mate.
Is it chocolate? Different in every state.
Yeah, I know. I think my interstate travels are going to shoot me in the foot here. Yeah. We're not going to get this one. Okay. Shuey Louie's thinking of New Zealand flavoured milk. She's thinking about sucking the udders of a sheep for a wiener. 13 10 60
You're okay over there. You're having a stroke.
3 2 1 Browns.
Primo.
I was going to say Masters. None of us are even in time. Okay. That was awful.
The wheels are falling off.
What were you going to say, Josh?
Oak milk.
What?
Oak the brand.
Oh, Oak. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Big M is more.
What's clear is that Josh is living in a world where he swears by an Oak every morning. Yeah. And it's that point in time where people realise, oh shit, other people aren't drinking Oak every morning, that makes you question your own self existentially. Holly and Sydney, wrap this up. 13 10 60 Category. Let's bring it home.
Instant pasta.
Instant pasta.
Yep.
3 2 1
Sanremo.
Oh.
Lakey, Maggie is instant noodles.
I was going to, she threw me with the instant because I was going to say San Remo until you said instant pasta and then I just went right back to the noodles. I guess, yeah. I mean, instant. How instant is instant?
It's not fresh.
You've got to boil it for 12 minutes. I wouldn't call that instant. Sorry,
Holly.
All three
of us need to go into timeout.
Yeah, I think we're the first person got the pizza shop and that's about it. Sorry.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Amazing how things come full circle, Shoey Louie. I remember a couple of months ago, I went to Bunnings on a Sunday and picked myself up a couple of sausage chisels.
Oh, I love a Bunnings sauce.
I too adore a Bunnings sauce. In fact, I don't even go in the store sometimes. Sometimes I just know what's happening Saturday, Sunday at Bunnings and I stop off, get myself a couple of sausage sandwiches. Bought myself two. I was feeling quite peckish. For one reason or another, as I'm walking back to my car, I've obviously got my iPhone, my wallet, my car keys, two sausage sangers, and don't ask me how it happened, but I forgot that I had two sausage sangers, got into my car, too busy eating my first sausage sanger, too busy playing my iPhone, Spotify, too busy putting my wallet away, and I've driven off, unbeknownst to me, with a second sausage sanger still on my roof.
So your poor sausage has gone flying.
Well, keeping in mind that not until I got home and saw my mustard-stained car roof did I realise what had happened. I thought, what's going on?
Rolled off.
Of course, that's right. The serviette provided no grip. The piece of bread stood no chance. The wind has obviously blown it. It's dragged mustard along, and God knows where the sausage rolled to. Heaven forbid anyone slipped on those onions.
So you've got mustard and onions down, ketchup down your back windscreen as well?
Yeah, exactly. I wish someone had told me about it. Didn't happen. Anyway,
they would have been laughing at you.
I'm a tough cookie. I move on. Today, as I'm walking to work, someone books themselves an Uber. And as everyone's walking down this busy street, a lot of foot traffic, a lot of passengers, this person jumps into the Uber. They look very flustered. They're grabbing their bag and whatnot and talking with the Uber driver. They leave their iPhone on top of the Uber car.
No.
Slick silver Camry. No iPhone case. There's no way, not on my watch. Guess who sprinted down about 15 metres past all the other suit and tie wise guy squares. Let him know, managed to hound down the Uber before it took off and said, excuse me, your iPhone's on the roof.
Get around me!
You saint.
Get around me!
That would be hilarious to see you waving your hands running.
Yeah.
Wait!
And that's the thing, plenty of other people they considered howling down the Uber. They said, you know what, now my ego's got the better of me here. I'm not going to be that person that's sprinting down in public like a madman.
But you wish someone did it to you with the sauce, so you're like, right,
I've been there,
time.
I've done that. That's the thing. I said, not today, not on my watch. And boy, did I feel like a hero. And of course, the person, oh my God, thank you so much. Oh, what am I like? Forget me head if it wasn't screwed on. That kind of thing. The iPhone would have never stood a chance.
No.
Upmarket iPhone as well. I'm pretty sure an X.
Whoa. Hey.
13 10 60 We want to know, what did you leave on the roof of the car? And did it survive?
Were you in a rush with a lot of stuff? What did you leave on top of the car?
Did you hurry up with a coffee cup? What did you leave on top of the car?
Yeah, a double barrel here. Of course, the premise, what did you leave on top of your car? Save us for the juicy ending. We'll suss out the details and we'll try and guess whether it survived or not.
I remember I once went to Hungry Jack's and got a big takeaway for the whole family and had a whole tray of cups that have just been filled up with Coke.
Yeah.
Put that on the top, reached over into the car to put my, you know, all the bags in there and just got in, drove off. Within the first reverse, the cups just fell all over my front windscreen.
So it wasn't even Coke speed that
everywhere.
Got it.
No, it was just the jerk.
So yeah, of course, sometimes it's a sudden braking movement that can send it all tits up.
I lost, well, I put my handbag up there. I wasn't driving, Jill was, my mum.
Yeah.
And so I hopped in as we're driving along and I was like, oh, hang on, my handbag.
Wow.
Pulled over. Still there.
Survived.
Like, sitting in the exact same spot.
That's the thing with these little episodes. There's so much at play. I'm assuming you had some sort of pleather grip going
on. Yeah, and Jill was obviously driving quite slow.
Yeah, right. These are the kind of characteristics that you want when you leave something on your roof. What did you leave on the roof of your car? We'll figure out whether it survived next. Save us until the end for the juicy one.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Were you in a rush with a lot of stuff? What did you leave on top of the car? Did you hurry up with a coffee cup? What did you leave on top of the car?
What did you leave on top of your car and did it survive? I managed to stop an iPhone X from falling off an Uber car today after the passenger in a bit of a hustle and a bustle, a bit of a flurry. Got into the car, forgot the phone on top. God, did I sprint off? Because I've got painful memories of the Bunning Sausage Sizzle Pass, where I left one out of my two sausage sandwiches on top of my car. There's so many factors at play determining whether this thing that you leave on top of your car falls off, blows off, someone tells you about it, or it survives the whole journey home. You got to think with the sausage, it would have fallen off at a separate time to the bread.
Yeah.
I think if we did a full CSI breakdown, the sausage has gone rolling off. There's not all the onions in the world that can hold that thing down. And the bread would have taken off with the serviette through wind thrust, probably on a main road somewhere down.
Yeah, quite a bit later, I reckon.
I think so.
If I was hangry, I think I'd almost be more devastated about the sauce than I would the iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, both very similar in value, especially from my perspective. Melissa, in Albury. Hello.
Hi.
What did you leave on the roof?
Mine's a phone story too. I left my brand new 3-day-old Samsung on the roof of my car. Travelled 4.5 k's, went around a corner, took off from like red traffic lights, and got ran over by a car.
Oh, okay. So it did fall off and it got ran over.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, fantastic. Nothing like spoiling a good ending when we're playing a classic guessing game. By the way,
that's what happens when you buy a Samsung.
Oh, I was told you were going to guess to see whether it survived or not.
Yeah, didn't you say it got ran over by a car?
It did, but it survived. Not a scratch on it.
Oh, Rumble.
Tricking us at our own game, eh?
Wow. That's the iPhone that just didn't want to give up that easily.
It's a Samsung.
Oh, sorry, Samsung. Yeah, the Samsung.
And God, the life-proof covers, totally worth the money.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Melissa. Mark in Melbourne. You know, what fell off the roof or what stayed on the roof? Either or.
No, either or. So I was driving down, got in the car, put the keys on top of the car, didn't know I was actually there, got to the shops, stopped the ignition, went to go start my car again, no key.
Right, so
I had to call the tow truck to come pick the car up because I've stuck at the shelves because I've got no key to push that car.
Yeah, this is the thing that scares me with new emerging technology with cars. Always a chance of locking yourself out of the car. Always a chance of taking off without the keys.
Wait, so you've taken off the second time without... No, you can't take off because the key's gone.
The key was on top of the roof.
Yes.
So I've jumped in the car, started the car, thinking the key's in the car.
Yeah.
Got to the shops, turned it off, did my thing, come back to the car. No key detected.
So it's fallen off somewhere between you getting into the car and the shops.
Basically.
Interesting that the car doesn't just stop.
That's what I was saying. I just imagine you coming to a halt.
I guess it would be kind of dangerous. They'd probably make it like that.
But then also dangerous that you can drive without a key.
Yeah, well, probably less dangerous than a car stopping in the middle of the freeway for that reason.
It's gone over my head, Mark.
Look, I think that you've lost the keys. They were returned somehow along the way.
So as the tow truck's rolled up, I get a phone call. Someone's called in my work because I've got our logo on the keychain. They've called them up and they found the keys on the side of the road.
Good Samaritans.
Fascinating story.
Good people out there.
I think those keys would have lasted a good 500 metres till you pick up some speed. I think you're going to have to break the 70 to 80 kilometre mark to get those keys going off the side. Heavy corner.
Don't like the sound of push start vehicles.
Mitchell in Wyong, wrap this up on 131060. What was on the roof?
I left my kitten in the cat carrier up on the roof.
What?
Now, this...
Yeah.
I was thinking this. There's two different ways to go. If you're just leaving the kitten up there by itself, it may be able to...
It wasn't by itself. It was just in a little carry cage thing.
Yeah. This leaves the kitten powerless to even make a quick escape itself.
You're a terrible parent.
Can't see there being much traction on a plastic kitten cage and a metallic hot roof. Jeez, it was like a cat in a hot tin roof, wasn't it?
I'm scared.
The great thing about this is because it's such a big, noticeable kitten cage, you've got more chance of someone alerting you before you pick up any speed and get out of the car park. I think the kitten survived. I'm hoping the kitten survived. If the kitten doesn't survive, we may have to dump the call. What happened?
It survived. Yeah, no worries. Like, it wasn't hurt at all.
What happened? How far did you drive?
I literally drove up the road and I felt it, like, heard it slide on the roof.
No.
So, yeah.
Oh, that could have gone pear-shaped, Mitchell.
Yeah, it could have.
Didn't they?
Thanks, Mitchell. Hope you haven't done it since.
How relieving that the cat lives to fight another day. They do say it has 9 lives.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, I mean, sometimes the content just comes and smacks you right between the eyes. Couldn't believe my luck today, stumbling across one of the greatest moments ever to happen at my local Mr. Minute that I've ever seen. I walk past my local Mr. Minute every day, and to be honest, not much is really going on at Mr. Minute. Those who don't know,
keys,
well,
you know.
For those who aren't lucky enough to have a local Mr. Minute in their neighbourhood, this is your go-to franchise for a locksmith. This is where you get your keys cut. This is the man who fixes watches. This is the man who polishes boots. This is the guy who engraves trophies. That's the big four pillars to take a Mr. Minute employee. I assume they're qualified locksmiths. Most of the time, not much going on at Mr. Minute. Barely a customer, I say. Today, something marvellous happened. I was walking past Mr. Minute, and I was lucky enough to see the moment where some man was buying his mate like a really limited edition bottle of Jim Beam or Jack Daniels or something. Must have been for like a 21st or some sort of birthday gift, right?
Terrible gift.
Not bad for a man. He must be a man's man if he's a bourbon bloke. This looked like some sort of Tennessee rye, real like upmarket sort of thing.
Real blokey kind of guy.
And he asked Mr. Minute, or the employee, I assume that's not Mr. Minute himself, but the bloke who worked at Mr. Minute, can you engrave this for me? You got to think glass bottle. Usually this bloke's used to engraving trophies, maybe metallic steins.
Is that even possible? The little pin would go straight through it.
The bloke thought that he could do it.
No.
Yeah. They handed over that bottle of Jack Daniels / Jim Beam, whatever it was, and he put it right next to his engraving machine. He said, leave it with me.
That is going to go all over him, Dennis.
I'm going to back in the locksmith. If anyone can engrave a glass bottle, it's a locksmith. To be honest, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think he's going to very easily be able to do it.
Oh, I think just sign it with Vivid would be a better option.
I think this may be the jackpot when it comes to Mr. Minute. I don't think there's a better job going around for an employee at Mr. Minute than someone who gets to engrave a bottle of bourbon. And it got me thinking about the dream order in your place of business. Now, I'm no Mr. Minute employee myself, but I remember when I used to work at Boost Juice, lunchtime, rush hour, people would be going, oh, green tea, mango, matcha, oh, all berry bang minus the blueberries. Can I add a little bit of extra ginger into that?
Picky orders.
Picky orders. Oh. God, put me under stress, right, as an 18-year-old spotty boy. Sweet, sweet relief at Boost Juice when someone would come in rush hour, say, could I just have an original mango magic thing? The simplest one to make, straight mango juice, a little bit of yogurt, a couple of bits of mango piece, ice, done. Oh, it frees up the queue.
Happy customer.
Dream order. And you never say it to the customer because that's bad business, but in the back of my mind I think, oh, I love you. God, you're a legend amongst men.
Happy worker, happy customer.
Great.
The dream.
Yeah. Absolutely love the mango magic order. I'm pretty sure I'm the same. Any baristas out there, I'm pretty sure that the dream orders to get a double espresso during rush hour or just single espresso shot.
Simple.
I'm an espresso man. They call me Espresso Dan. I can see their sigh of relief during a busy order where you're there as well, ordering your almond latte, skim milk, flat white, mocha mocha.
Flat white, yeah.
They're going, shit me, we're already under the pump. I come through, ease congestion, very simple single espresso order.
When I used to work at the movies, I just used to love anyone who would come up and go, oh, can I please just have a choc top?
Great.
That would be the dream order.
They're pre-packaged, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, pre-packaged, just need to reach into the fridge.
Easy.
Done.
Easy. You've got to love a customer like that. And we're probably more talking to the actual worker tonight, the retail worker, the tradie, the hospo worker. What's the dream order in your business?
And
And yes, it got me thinking, when you're in your place of business, what's the go-to dream order for you?
I'd love to know.
Call up the show, because I want to know.
I forgot about that bit. I'd love to know the bits where people are breathing sighs of relief. Maybe the Apple Genius? I'd love to know the Apple Genius. What's going on there? Is it? What's the simple order there when it's backed up? Just a simple restore the factory settings or something along
Surely
those lines?
Surely a hamburger at McDonald's would be the dream.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's literally just a patty and bun.
One hamburger. I'd imagine with the dollar coin handed over as well. That'd
Simplifying
be good.
Simplifying it.
Yeah, hospo retail. I mean, if you're a tradie, what's a plumber's ideal call out? What, leaky tap?
I don't know.
I'd love to know what the dream order in your business is on 131060. A bartender? What's the go-to? Nothing more annoying than espresso martini. No, yeah, maybe a vodka soda at a cocktail lounge. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
And yes, it got me thinking, when you're in your place of business, what's the go-to dream order for you? Call up the show, because I want to know.
Yeah, it did get me thinking as I was walking past my local Mr. Minute today, and the grin on this guy's face at Mr. Minute, I don't think he's seen a customer all day. This person goes in and asks, is it possible for you to engrave my bottle of Jim Beam that I bought for a mate, I presume a 21st or something? How fantastic for him. I mean, his life just consists of cutting keys, maybe the odd boot polish, maybe fixing a watch from time to time. He's hit the pinnacle.
They don't get much action, do they?
It'd be the dream order for anyone who works at Mr. Minute. By the way, if you do work at Mr. Minute, let me not speak on behalf of all locksmiths. Confirm or deny whether that's the high point of the Mr. Minute trade. Remember it, Boost Juice, Mango Magics. Easy. Scoop, scoop, done. I held the store record for fastest mango magic made. 48 seconds. Get around me. Yeah.
That's an accomplishment. Put that on your CV. Yeah.
From naked jug to win the cup. 48 seconds.
Okay, that is quite quick. I'll give you that.
You take away blend time, Shoey Louie, of, I think, 12 seconds back in the day.
Prove it.
God, I'm very speedy. Can we get me back into the Boost Juice?
Yeah, let's get him a blender.
Get me back into a Boost Juice. Seriously, I tore that place up for a whole year. Took a gap here, worked at Boost Juice. Hashtag living Barry. Christy in Embleton. Hello.
Yeah. Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Where do you work first?
I'm in Hamilton, Raj's Corner.
Okay.
Raj's Corner.
I'm not in Hamilton, so I'm not sure what Raj's Corner is. Is that an Indian restaurant?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Good butter chicken.
Now, yeah.
Yep.
Is standard butter chicken? What's the order? What's the dream order that just frees up business? You think, God, we're on
it. Just one cheese naan.
Ooh.
Yep, that'll do it.
Love me a cheese naan.
Yep.
So, do people just order one cheese naan? Is that a common order? Really?
Yep. They don't need sauce with it.
No, you can get the sauce with it, but when you've got a line out the door and one person says just a cheese naan, oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Do Indian chefs get angry by people just ordering butter chicken and cheese naan all the time?
No, not at all.
No, silly question, producer Jack. Far out.
I want a butter chicken now.
Well, the cheesy naan, well, people are making their own curries. That's the thing, I'd assume. People are boiling their own rice, making their own Rogan Josh's at home. They just need a cheesy naan topper.
Just need the classic.
Great
naan.
For the tandoor chef. Really frees up the tandoor chef. Vanessa in Sydney. Where do you work?
Hey, how are you going?
Very good, thank you. Where's your place of business?
In lots of bars.
In bars, right.
Yeah.
So Shoey Louie was quick to jump on the vodka soda.
But then that is too mixing, so I could be wrong.
There's a lot of mixing still involved. There must be something simpler than that.
So wrong. The easiest and the best thing when you're under the pump is when someone just wants a beer.
Yep. One single beer for one single man.
Fill it to
one
the
beer,
top.
That's it. It's all good.
May I also suggest that it's probably easier, isn't it, to just get a bottle of beer rather than even have to pour a beer?
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah?
And also, while I've got you here, can you do a big shout out to my men for our anniversary?
No.
Oh, Vanessa.
Sorry, you let them all through. You know that. We can save her for the slow down sober shout outs. Put her in the express line, producer Jack, for a slow down sober shout out. But you got to wine me, dine me, and 69 me for a live shout out on the air.
Right off.
Well, sorry. Otherwise, Cameron from Melbourne, you'll be asking for the same thing.
Pretty much, because that's what we used to do when I worked at Apple.
What is the Apple thing? What's the dream order for Apple?
Well, it's either one of two things: screen replacements or password resets. Because really, they're easy to do.
Yeah, right.
Like that. It's just a lot of people forget their password and don't put in the right settings. So if they don't know how to do it on the spot,
put them through to AppleCare and it's done.
This is nothing better for a genius who's hungover on a Sunday morning. Big line out the door of old people who don't know how to work their iPhones, and you've got a queue of seven, and you realise you've got three cracked screens, two password resets, and you can get back to the nitty gritty.
Nailed it.
Pretty much.
Freeze it right up.
Get back to the hangover.
Yeah. You've still got your cracked iPhone, Shuey Louie, don't
I do.
You?
Want to help me out, Cameron?
What's holding you back?
I can tell you what you can and can't do, but if anything, I think it'd be after the next person that comes in the queue.
Yeah. I tell you what, Cameron, if we give you a share now, Shuey Louie, she can get it for free, can't she?
I'm not really quite sure I could do that any further.
Cameron.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Golden toilet alert, guys. Golden toilet alert. 18 carat gold toilet alert. This toilet, I'm previously staying at the Guggenheim. I believe that's a museum in New York. This golden toilet, 18 karat gold, working, fully functional toilet, was displayed as an art piece. They actually offered it to Donald Trump. Little sneaky backstory there.
Did he say no?
Well, Trump wanted something else in the museum instead. They offered him an 18 karat toilet and he said no. Nah.
You'd think he'd take that. It's very de-Trump.
You've got to take a gold toilet, no matter who you are.
Who wouldn't?
Any day of the week I'm taking a gold toilet.
Me too.
You know, at the moment, my toilet, God, I assume it's because my roommate was scraping some mould off the ceiling the other day, but I came home about two nights ago, and you know the bit where, you, like, the flush on top, the button where you push the flush, and that, like, sort of ceramic bit that hides the water that's waiting to be flushed into the nude bit of toilet?
Yes.
It's all cracked. It's all done. Like, you can literally see the water and the, like, mechanism of the toilet stuff. The porcelain is snapped in half and someone's thrown it out. That's how shit my toilet is.
So it's just open now?
It's open. When you push the flush, you see like the little plastic contraptions stuff emptying the water and refilling it back up.
You need a gold one.
I need some. I just need a working toilet again, thanks, in my house.
I thought you didn't even use your toilet.
What do you mean? my piss joke. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have a poo joke, though.
And you use the toilet here to poo quite often.
It is true.
You always go on about how great your regular bowels are.
I like to treat myself to an away game in the disabled toilet from time to time. That's Pumpa Lakey's personal time to pay some bills.
It's about 7:35 every evening, actually.
Yeah, frequent. Yeah. Don't be hating me because you hating me, Shuey Louie. You dream of the regular consistency instead of just a 1 in 4 days.
Three.
Like a drunk man firing at a dartboard. You never know where it's going to go and when it's going to happen.
Okay.
13:10:60. Deluxe Dunnies.
Do you own a deluxe dunny? Deluxe dunny. In your rich man's world.
Yeah, rich men or rich women on 13:10:60. I feel it's the ultimate show of class, isn't it? Where you've got a deluxe dunny. Because this 18-carat gold dunny, yes, it was in the Guggenheim Museum. It's actually being moved to a place in the UK where people can start using this thing.
So you can hire it.
Well, you can literally go and sit. It's a public toilet, an 18-carat gold public toilet. They're going to have security guards there, but you can use it.
So you get a gram on the golden loo.
They said they're going to have to enforce some time limits, but it will be in use. It'd be like the Exeloo. Remember, every now and then, one's going about to go through the keeper and you use those public Exeloos. It goes, welcome to Exeloo. You have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
The door's going to open. I'm not done. Hold fire. It's me in there.
Side note, double barrel phoner. Have you been in the Exeloo past 10 minutes and what happened?
Yeah, we need to know that
Does the door literally just open up? And you've got to shout out, excuse me.
Not done.
Can you top me up for another 10, please? Just push that green button there that's not really a button, more of a thumb sensor, please. But yeah, I remember I used to date this girl and her stepdad had a Lux toilet and I used it once when I was drunk because I was not game enough to use it. Had like all the buttons on the side. It would heat things up. It would change different angles. He was a rich man.
That's very gourmet.
Yeah. I know this is a working class man show and a working class lady show, but do you have one of those Lux toilets? Mechanical? Machinery, perhaps? Gold plated? Just toilet chat, probably, on 13:10:60.
It's whatever you got.
Danny Lakey goodie sack could be up for grabs for the most luxurious toilet. Is it obvious when no one's calling and I'm trying to, like, bait people in? I just
call
start
if
going
you
on.
Have a toilet.
Yes! Toilet chat! On 13:10:60. Call's on next. Maybe.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Do you own a deluxe dunny? Deluxe dunny. In your rich man's world.
Yeah, do you own a deluxe dunny in your rich man's world? Never a finer question posed on FM commercial radio. Comes off the back of an 18-carat gold toilet being transported to the UK. Open to the public. Available for use.
We should go there.
what, just to do a poo?
Yeah.
I would happily...
All three of us.
I would happily fly 19 hours around the world on a non-stop Perth to London just to do a shit in an 18-carat gold toilet.
So would I.
Catch a cab right back to Heathrow.
Not very like me, but I would join you on that adventure.
One poo to rule them all. God, how would you be as well? Well, you, who's only firing one every 4 days, there's no guarantee that you'd be able to push one through.
Might only just be a little pee-pee for me.
Yeah, God, how's that?
Disappointing all the way.
You ever try to challenge yourself sometimes and try and get the number two to hit the water before the number one tries to hit the water?
That's not a thing.
No, it's a good, it is now. It's a great little thing.
Give it
Fantastic
a go, everyone.
Fantastic little challenge. No clothes pegs allowed. That's cheating, by the way. Joel in Melbourne on 131060. Luxurious Dunny.
I haven't seen one as good as a golden one, but I've seen one that has seashells and starfish in like a plastic enamel, and it's a bit you sit on, and it's got all the seashells and starfish in it.
Seashell toilet seat.
I've seen that one. It's like fused into the plastic. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'd love to work at that factory. That'd be so much fun. I wonder
pressing them down.
I wonder how many they're churning out per year, and I wonder. Wonder how many go to waste, because it sounds like pretty touch and go. Seems like those shells, very brittle calcium when sandwiched between such adhesives. Where did you see this seashell toilet?
Just at a friend's house.
Reminds me of something you'd have in like your caravan down at the beach that you know has no power or anything.
It's very hippie boho, isn't
techie.
It? Yeah. Oh, at the top of the lighthouse, there's a seashell toilet. Thank you. Bianca in Victoria. You got a luxurious dunny?
Not me. It's actually my doctor's office. He's got a real luxy toilet.
Great. Real luxy. Yes. It's very doctorish, isn't it?
Heated?
Yes, it's heated. It's got two remotes, so one either side. It's got one of the squirters if you do a number two.
Yep.
It's even got a button, like an air freshener button.
Great.
So, and it's self-cleaning because I've taken my kids in one time and they've pressed every single button. Fantastic. And, we sort of figured out what every button done.
This is the kind of environment and atmosphere you want to create when getting your shot at a luxe toilet, because I was rushed, I was scared, and I was too afraid that I might screw up some of the settings and put it back to the factory mode. Yeah, when you get a child and you get them to explore all the buttons and see all the possibilities, God, this is fantastic. How come there's two remotes, one side each? Yeah. You want to keep one cheek warm and one cheek at room temperature?
There's just so many different functions on it, I think.
Yeah, right.
You have to have a go on that as well.
God, I don't mind a squirter on the end either. Really don't.
Lakey.
No, I don't. I don't mind a squirter. That's the thing.
In what sense?
No, the toilet sense, should we look?
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Love may be brewing. Love may be brewing in the cauldron right now. Are we ready to meet Australia's new favourite bachelorette? Until next Thursday, or it will be old news. But that's the kind of one-week cycle that Radio Tinder runs in. She's 20 years old. She works in admin. She's a babysitter as well. She's a waitress. She's short and 5'4". Let's welcome Jacinta!
Hi!
Jacinta!
What's going on?
Everything.
What about you?
How's your night been?
Yeah, blissful.
Oh, good. Just got home.
Now, what have you been doing?
Says here. Oh, easy there.
Sorry,
it's off Shuey Louie.
Questions.
Oh, your interests have peaked. All right. You looking for guys or girls tonight, Jacinta?
Boys.
Yeah.
Men.
Boys.
Me too.
Hands
Don't
off
worry.
Lou. Hands
so
off Lou.
I'm looking for males.
Says here that you're Asian.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
ABC.
What does that mean?
Australian born Chinese.
Ah.
I like the abbreviation.
Yeah, nice. Not a bad combo. Not a bad combo. You've got a twin sister. Oh, my God, an Asian twin.
Yep.
Jesus.
I think Lakey's interested.
Nah, loves to...
Oh. He's got a boyfriend, so I've got to jump on the bandwagon.
What?
The twin sister.
Oh, she does. Oh, sorry, I thought you said I've got a boyfriend.
No.
Trust me, Lakey does not have a boyfriend.
It would be it would be a weird sort of position to be in, where the twin sister getting compared with everything, and she's there happy dappy, all loved up, and then just
a little bit
single Susie Jacinta over here. She's still dancing on her own.
Oh, I like that song until then.
Yes.
Sassy Jazz. That's what they call her when she's down in the clubs. Loves food. Looking for an Aussie. Oh, geez, you couldn't say that if the roles were reversed, could you?
Well, I'm just an Aussie looking for an Asian.
Australia! So how come you're looking for a true blue Aussie? The Asian guys just don't do it for you.
Never have.
Never will, unfortunately.
No.
Put your phone down right now, young Asian boy. Having
That's
a sweep
right.
Jacinta off her
That's
feet.
That's right.
Not tonight. Wait for next week and there'll be a Caucasian lady who's not allowed to say that on the air. Okay, well, you're looking for an Aussie, preferably a tradie. What other features must your dream man have?
Nice hands.
Nice hands?
Yeah.
What are we talking nice hands-wise, like rugged, tradie hands or smooth, soft, delicate, buttery, tissue hands?
Well, like big tradie hands, but then they are soft. It's like surprising.
Wow. So you want big size, soft textures.
So you don't want, what are they called? Calluses.
No calluses?
Yeah, none of them.
No malice calluses.
Yeah. Get those out of the way.
I prefer tradies that work in commercial rather than domestic.
Commercial tradies.
You're quite picky, yeah. Jacinta.
I actually am.
And look at all the domestic tradies, hanger. Oh, no.
I like them catcalling me, you know.
Right. Yeah, how many catcalls are you getting per week, say?
Oh, well, my whole street, I've got heaps of houses going up. So every time I go for a walk, at least like two of the houses catcall.
Wow. I mean, one light, it's disgusting, the toxic male behaviour. The tradies on your street think that they have the right to make you feel uncomfortable and catcall. But I'm also
That's
hearing
right.
the other side of it, where it means you must be pretty hot.
I try.
13, 10, 60, commercial tradies, or anyone with soft hands, but big hands.
No calluses.
Yeah, hit me up.
If you want to get to know Jacinta, give us a bell right now. Jacinta's got to figure out three questions. We've got to figure out three dudes. Put your best step foot forward now, fellas.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
So we just got to know Jacinta before, the jazz cat, 20 years old, works in admin, babysitter, waitress, short, 5'4". Asian persuasion with a twin sister. Loves to go out with mates, loves food, looking for an Aussie. And a tradie, but a commercial tradie, please.
I love that you just nicknamed these people like you give them no choice, the jazz cat.
Well, she's the Asian persuasion. That's how she's known in her. So she's getting catcalled by tradies. She can't leave the house without getting a catcall or two. This
she's
lady.
A good looking Asian.
Yeah, good looking Asian, Jacinta. And hopefully tonight it can all change because we've found you three eligible bachelors, hopefully, with massive soft hands. Jacinta?
Yes.
Yes. Hand me man number one, please. Without a second to spare.
Let's hear him.
This man is called Kyle. He is 23. He's a supervisor. 6 foot, black hair, soft hands, tanned, loves sport, cricket, footy and fishing. He's a supervisor. He's the man who can supervise every wish of yours. Hello, Kyle. Ooh.
How you going?
Hi, Kyle. Ooh, he's good. How are you?
Good voice.
Good, thank you.
He does have a good voice.
I'm already feeling sparks, guys.
Nice manners.
My nipples are already on edge.
Me
with
too.
Suspense. Just seeing where you guys take it from here. What's your question to Kyle, Jacinta?
How do you feel about being the little spoon occasionally?
I love being the little spoon.
Good news.
Wow. So this obviously means that, Jacinta, you like being the big spoon.
Yeah, sometimes.
Is it about the girl being the big spoon? Because I feel a little too nestled when I'm the little spoon. Find it physically patronising.
The girl's always the little spoon, I reckon. But every now and then you've got to turn over and give, give a big spoon.
Really?
You've got to change it up a little bit.
Interesting. Do you like, because when a guy's the big spoon, he'll try and like sort of work it from behind and think that like the girl's erogenous zone is like between their little back dimples.
No, that's just you and your
as there.
As are all innocent.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Kyle. You just hang there. Maybe you can be spooned back into the fray soon. Let's meet man number two. His name's Damien. He's 27. He's the industrial mechanic. Brown hair, 5'10". Couple of tats in the cars, hanging out with mates, getting outdoors. He is an industrial mechanic and he can change your oil, Jacinta. Hello, Damien.
Hey,
Hi, Damien.
Good,
how are you?
Yeah, good.
Wow, we've got...
Oh, he has a nice voice as well.
Wow, Jesus. I mean, all we can go off, really, are the voices.
They're all deep voices.
To be honest, that is the number one thing that Shuey, Louie and producer Jack look for. They look for people who are well-spoken with just the right amount of tone to get you over the edge.
Nice and deep, Big D.
Jacinta, what's your question to Big D?
Do I ask the same question?
Definitely not. That'll make boring radio.
What's your favourite food cuisine?
Food cuisine or Italian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, me too. That's mine as well.
What do you guys order?
Oh.
Parma.
Oh, yeah. And a bit of pasta bolognese.
Oh, yes. Yum.
You guys are very gourmet.
Wow, yeah. I mean, can I give you a little bit of advice? If you just want a Parma and a spaghetti bolognese, don't waste your money at a high-class Italian restaurant. Just go to Sizzler.
Go to a pub.
Yeah, straight to the pub.
Oh, straight to the pub.
Local pub.
And then on.
Straight home. Thanks, Damien. Let's meet man number three. This is Dave. He's 33. He loves boxing, works in the transport industry. Reasonably fit. Would love an oriental girl. 5'9", blonde hair, blue eyes, toned, loves camping and motorbike riding. He is in the transport industry and he can drive you crazy with desire. Hello, Dave.
Hi, mate, how are you?
Very good, thank you. But it is not me that you're trying to wind on in 69. It's the Asian persuasion.
Good evening, Jacinta. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Oh, enough with all the sexy foreplay, you two. What's the question?
How do you feel about me having a twin sister?
That's cool. That's cool.
Radical, man.
I am down with that. If you were to ever play a twin-based sexual prank on me, I would not complain.
We're not identical, so it's okay.
Doesn't matter.
There's no out for you, Dave. It does matter.
You get caught that way.
All right, Jacinta, you've got to know these three fine gentlemen. Who caused sparks in your heart and who would you like to ask to maybe exchange social media details with? Man number one, Kyle, the 23-year-old supervisor. Man number two, Damien, the industrial mechanic. And just go down the pub with a palmy, discuss other high-class Italian cuisines that you like to indulge on. And Dave, 33, doesn't mind that you've got a twin sister. I mean, it would take quite the monster to belt. Well, it just doesn't sit right with me, to be honest.
Not a fan.
I'm pretty open-minded, but this is just too far for me. Who's it going to be?
Number one is Kyle.
I knew it.
Yeah, number one, Kyle. What was it that you liked about Kyle?
His voice.
Yeah. It's tough to go on looks in this game.
It really is.
It's the one loophole that brings us down from being
it's
the greatest radio segment ever.
Small issue.
Kyle. She's used all her senses apart from her eyes to say that you are her dream match. Do you take Jacinta, the 20-year-old Asian persuasion who can't walk down her street without getting catcalled by a couple of tradies, to be your lawfully wedded Facebook girlfriend?
Okay, yes.
Convincing.
It's love. We are Cupid.
Sounds great.
Will you guys acquaint yourselves? Jacinta and Kyle sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes Jazz, then comes Kyle. Oh, my God, their clothes are over there in a pile.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, homeowner faces $30,000 in fines after not mowing his lawn. Jeez, a little bit worrying. 30K stacked up pretty quick. This is a story in America. I mean, I'm sure council would have something to say about if you didn't mow your lawn eventually. People would get annoyed on the street. I don't think we've got the same system here. This is a man who has been struck down with $500 per day for not mowing his lawn after it got to a certain length. And they never told him about it. So he's just gone $500 every day for the past 4 months and whatever, and it's accrued to $3,000 until he's really even got a call by the council.
A Pinellas County man could end up without a place to call home because he didn't mow his grass.
Well, see, I think that's fair enough that he's getting fined for not mowing his lawn because it looks
terrible. You don't trim your lawn. You don't think You think you should trim your lawn?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a terrible for your neighbours if you've just got this long grass and everyone else is looking perfect and pristine.
Oh, God. Welcome to the institution, Shuey Lewis.
That's normal. Would you not mow your lawns?
No, never have. Never will.
Well, even if you owned your own house?
Well, that's the thing. I live in an apartment, so I've never actually even had to be forced to mow a lawn. But I always think it's amazing how many lawns are mowed constantly because it's such a hassle.
Are you saying that you've never used a lawnmower and mowed a lawn?
Oh, I used one once in Townsville, but like because I said to them I'd never mowed one, but it didn't mow any grass because it was already short. But yeah, no, I wouldn't have a clue how to use a lawnmower.
Not a handsy man.
Well, I'm just not a guy who subscribes to doing something over and over again and expecting a different result. This grass is going to grow. You keep trimming and trimming. I just wouldn't have any lawn. That's really what would happen. But yeah, I'd let it grow in the back.
Oh, see, that's terrible for your neighbours. And then it's all long. It's a normal chore that everyone does.
Look at you falling into the trap of suburbia. Oh, got to keep the people next door happy.
Oh, and happy waste for an hour yourself. It's got to look nice.
It doesn't matter. It's just grass. It's like making a bed. In the morning.
Don't even. You're going to mess it up again that night. Start with me on that.
You're a bed maker as well.
I will make my bed, tuck in the sides, make it look beautiful, pristine, throw on my throw pillows, look at my bed before I leave and go, perfect. Close the door, go to work.
Yeah, and then get home, jump into it again, mess it all up and have to do the same thing over and over. Makes no sense.
You pull it back, you hop into your crisp sheets that are all tight and oh, it's divine.
I feel nothing. Oh, that sentence just there. Absolutely nothing.
So the second you just leave yours all scrunched together.
They're not scrunched together like some sort of cat's hairball, for goodness sake. It's just how I left it in the morning. I'll get back in again at night. And the second we're both snug in our beds, we're both feeling the same again.
No.
There's no...
You're living life all wrong, Lakey.
I'm not. What I'm doing is traversing the subjective views of, oh, thou must trim lawn to feel good. Thou must make bed so I can go to work. These are just little traps that people are falling into.
Everyday life chores that you need to be doing.
No, I can understand some chores, but let's face it, some chores out there are absolutely pointless. Pointless chores. And I'm not saying that just to be funny. Ooh, I'm not going to mow my lawn. There would be no point of mowing the lawn. And I'm not saying...
It would get to like a metre long. You'd be in a jungle. Everyone would walk past your house and go, oh, there's Lakey with his jungle out there.
Well, mow your lawn every 3 years then. Would you pay for someone to come around every 2 weeks to mow
because
the lawn?
Because this is how society works,
It's a game of millimetres. And I'm not saying no one needs to mow their lawn anymore. If it brings you joy, go for it. But I think everyone's got a chore where they're like, really necessary? Really necessary? We used to live in a student house, and me and all my mates are on the same page. We're like, we don't care about the dishes. Let's just do the dishes every Sunday. It was fantastic.
I'd never had so much freedom in my life.
Yeah. You just give them a little rinse. They'd have little bits of sauce and crevasses left on them. We had enough dishes to last us all week, all three of us. And then on Sunday, we'd agree, we'll just do a big one. Instead of just constantly washing up all week.
Oh, my God, I cannot deal with this.
I'm telling you, there's some chores out there that are pointless.
I don't believe in washing the shower. I feel like it's self-washing.
It's a self-washing shower, it is. No, he's got a point.
You're just being grubs now. No. I got down and scrubbed my shower the other day. And
why?
I was like, oh, it's crystal clean
The
now.
Only thing that's ever on that
dirty.
Shower floor is soap and water.
Yeah.
And your grubby feet and your body that you're rubbing yourself.
Your feet are clean.
From the day that
you've
been all sweaty and yuck.
No.
I smelt you before, Lakey. You need to be cleaning your shower.
What, you smelt? My shower on my feet?
Your body scent, your odour.
Well, I'll address the shower issue on another day, Shuey Lou. But pointless chores on 131060, honestly, I think we've all got one. You know what? I'm not going to subscribe to doing this one daily. Little chore hacks, chores that don't really need to be done. What are they? 131060 calls on...
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Pointless chores. Comes off the back of a man who's almost getting kicked out of his home for not mowing his own lawn.
A Pinellas County man could end up without a place to call home because he didn't mow his grass.
Come on.
What? Fair enough. Your lawns.
For the sake of what? A bit of eye candy for Mrs. Jones next door?
Satisfying. Yeah, it's a satisfying chore. And it looks good for not only your neighbours, but for yourself. You feel good after you mow the lawn.
This man has realised that it's a concocted feeling that mowing his lawn or not, the grass is going to grow. And he will feel the same at the end of each day whether or not he's mowed it or not. And I'm with him. And that's what I would not mow my lawns. I've never even got myself into a trap of a place with a lawn. I would never. How much is a lawn mower? Like $300, $400?
Or good ones are $1,000.
What person in their right mind renting a house needs to go out and buy a lawn mower to trim
like
something
mowing.
That's going to continue to grow? If you like mowing, do it. I'm not saying no one needs to mow anymore. But I'm saying if you don't care about your grass and you don't have the money for a lawn mower, don't mow your lawn. It's that simple.
You're crazy.
Pointless chores. The grass will grow either way, much like your bed will get messed up every single night. That's why I don't embrace making a bed. More power to you if you feel the joy of making your bed.
Thank you, I do.
But I don't. So please respect my decisions.
Whatever.
You know what? I figured out a couple more. Washing your car. No need to do that if you don't care. I'm happy to wipe my windscreen at the petrol station. Bird shit all over the top
so
of my car when I had one.
You don't care about a nice shining car driving around the street.
It's taller than most people. When people are sitting in their car, they can't see the roof of my car, so I'm not going to clean it. There's no point. What am I going to do? Am I eating a cheese platter off that car? Doesn't matter.
This is criminal behaviour from
you. It's not criminal behaviour. It's enlightened being stuff. Josh on the Gold Coast. What chore has no business?
Ironing your clothes.
Yes.
Josh.
I love it. I'm the same. I don't own an iron.
I found a hack, though.
Yeah.
What? Wash your clothes, put them in the dryer, and as soon as the dryer's finished its cycle, you pull your clothes out. You either hang them up or you fold them up, and they're fresh as. You don't need to iron. There's no wrinkle.
Well, this is a great little ironing hack. But I would even subscribe to what is it with a man who's got a clean, press shirt or a man who's got a crinkled shirt? What has it proven? That you
imagine
wasted 10 minutes on a Sunday night in front of the TV with the iron in your lounge room.
Because you've got to look good if you've got a nine-to-five suit job.
Who said that looks good? Thou shalt not have any crinkles, and you shall look so much better than the man with crinkles.
Basically.
Ridiculous.
No,
ridiculous
it's not.
Things that you
they
have to question.
They look chic. They're looking good.
You have to question it. I'm with you, Josh. I would not have a clue how to iron. I would not waste money on an ironing board. How much is an iron?
You're making me angry.
How much is an iron? $100?
Come over there and
think of all this money you're wasting. You're buying a lawnmower and an iron for what? So your grass can keep not growing.
Yes, and so your clothes aren't crinkled, and so you hop into a nice made bed at the end of the day.
Makes no sense. Chris in Harvey Bay. Hello. All stage fright from Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Little Chris.
Chrissy.
Can we get someone else, Jack?
Where
are all
you?
These calls? Come on.
Christopher.
We got a lot of angry people with the beds. Rowena. Hello.
Hello.
Are you making your bed?
No, I don't see the point in it at all.
Yeah, no, there's no need.
Rowena.
Coming home from work of a night time and getting in the bed with your pillows exactly the same as you left them is amazing.
Yeah.
No,
that's the shit
pulling it back after fresh sheets.
It's not. That's the shittest thing about staying at a hotel, that you wake up every day and that someone's come in and tied your sheets back down.
No, that's the best thing.
You've got to do the old heave-ho and pull them back off. Matt, in Canberra, you got a pointless chore?
Yeah, mate. Washing socks.
Okay. Well, I'm open. I'm open to it.
It's just pointless. Nah, I'll just buy a new one. They're only $7 at Kmart.
Okay. If you're a man, if you're a man who can afford more socks, then keep buying socks.
So you buy. Yeah.
If
what,
I could afford socks, I'd be affording them.
Yeah, I'll go into Kmart and buy like 3 or 4 packs, and then when I run out. Go buy some more.
It's not bad because, to be honest, you're probably spending that much on laundry detergent and water bills anyway, so have to wash the
socks.
And,
like, you've got to match them up and you've got to find them. Yeah. It's a pain.
Yeah, a lot of us are down a sock hole that we didn't plan on bang. Yeah.
Your rubbish bin's just full of dirty socks.
My dad always used to make us clean the pool in the middle of winter as well, still every week. It's like, Dad, let's just do a massive clean-up before summer. Let the leaves fall in there. No one's swimming in it for 6 months.
You're doing life wrong.
Don't worry. Fix it 1 week before summer starts. Just do one big day, get it all out of the way.
No, because then it's all grubby and slimy. There'll be alligators in there.
Good.
Sharks.
Use it as a sanctuary in the winter, for all I care. Pointless chores. A lot of enlightened beings on 131060. A lot of angry people about these chores as well. Rocking their 9-to-5 world.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Yeah. Mummy's little secret.
God, if there is a better sound effect that can make your nipples stand on end, I challenge you to send it in on the Instagram of the Danny Lakey Late Show. Mummy's little secret.
You reckon that gets people going?
It gets me going, all right.
Of course it would.
And if I'm a voice of the people and a voice of Lisa, her nipples would be on end right now as well, cutting through glass. Hello, Lisa.
Hello,
Hello.
You've been listening to the Mummy's Little Secrets all week. You've registered at hit.com.au. You're keen for $100 in cash to pamper yourself this Mother's Day?
I am.
Okay, let's get the wheel back up tonight. We'll give it a spin and we'll see what challenge you've got to do to your son or daughter. Hang on. Shuey Louie giving it nice big spin there. Easy.
Moving house. That's a serious one. So you've got to tell your daughter or son that you're moving house and basically they've got to find a new place to live. They're homeless. They're done.
Savage. Do you live with any of your kids at the moment, Lisa?
Yes, two of my oldest children are still at home.
Wow. Who's going to be the most cut up about if they had to get out of their nest?
I think it'd be my daughter because she's 25 this year and I think she's feeling that maybe she might feel that we're having a go at her. You know, we're just going to push her out.
And what is her name?
It's Elizabeth.
Producer Jack, you have got the list of contacts there. He's going to punch it into the system as well. Let's give Elizabeth a call. The second she picks up, it's all you, Lisa, all right? We'll come in at the end. But you've got to really ham this up and force your little girl to leave her nest and start it off with Mummy's got a little secret for you, okay? We're selling the house.
Hello. Hello, Lieb. It's Mum. Hi. Why are you calling from a private number? That's why I'm not going to pick up.
No, it's Sarah's phone.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I've just got a little secret. I haven't told Tom yet. Your dad's decided he's going to sell the house. He's going to take the package and we're going to sell the house. We're going to move to something smaller. So you'll have to start looking for somewhere else.
What?
Yeah, he just decided he's going to take early retirement, he's going to take the package, we'll sell the house, we'll just buy a two-bedroom unit and have
Well, I'm sorry, but that's kind of up for debate. It's not just, oh, I get a phone call, or you're moving out. Sorry. That's not how it works. That's not how reasonable people have a conversation.
No.
I said he has to... No, I said we need to have a family meeting and talk about this. That's ridiculous. I'm not in that situation right now. He needs to talk to me. Give me time to save up. I don't have that money. I don't have that. I need a plan. I don't have that.
It's fine.
Stop coming on.
Libby. It's Daddy from the Daddy Lakey Late Show. Libby. Don't worry about it. Daddy's not selling. Daddy's not taking the package at all. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. There's still a roof over your head. Mummy's just got a little secret that she was doing for the radio for $100.
Oh,
well done.
Oh, Libby.
Wow.
Just a classic Mexican mummy stitch-up. It's okay. It's a natural reaction for a 25-year-old lady to feel like that. And,
hey, your mum's won $100 from it.
Yeah,
so.
She could maybe take you out to dinner or something. That'd be nice.
Yes.
And Lisa, congratulations, $100.
Well, she was definitely surprised. That was the one that would get the reaction.
And, hey, Lisa, probably best to not get the hubby to take that package any time.
Classic stitch-up.
Twas a classic stitch-up. Plenty more classic stitch-ups where that came from.
Classic stitch-up.
And we're going to play next something that happened earlier on today that has been a very long time in the making, a very slow-burning prank, what we like to call in the biz, where Shuey Louie thought that we were going to have a chat with Justin Bieber.
How could you do this to me? You know I'm his biggest fan.
You do fizz over the Biebs.
I nearly had a heart attack then. Like,
I know.
It was... Oh, I can't even. I'm still...
The video is up on the Danny Lakey Late Show. We'll play some of that audio and how it all went down today next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Look, it wouldn't be a Mexican Friday Fiesta without another classic stitch-up.
Classic stitch-up.
This has been such a slow burner. So many little cogs needed to be turning to get this in order. To get Shuey Louie into a mindset, a headspace where pranks are rife in her world. To make her believe that we were having a chat with Justin Bieber today, her celebrity free crush, her absolute hobby horse, the man of her dreams. You love him, you love his voice, you love his music, everything about it.
Every single thing about him, he could do no wrong.
Of course, he had the new song that dropped today with Ed Sheeran. So this was the slow burner and today was D-Day where, I mean, let's face it, we're not a big enough show to get the Biebs on. There was no way that was going to fly.
Honestly, it was so convincing.
Well, we had to sort of make it believable that Ash London, Queen of Music on the station, had scored herself an interview with the Biebs. And it was just a very low-key mention in our meeting and you know, oh, yeah, did you hear Ash got this Bieber chat? She'll be coming in a little later to do a pre-record with him, blah, blah, blah. And then the wheels started turning. There were emails being sent around, fake emails that everyone else was in on, little details on how it was going to run. The music director, Kiri, played an Oscar-winning role.
She did. She was great. Very
All of a sudden, Ash London, who was never going to be chatting to Bieber in the first place, was having some car troubles, was having some issues, and we had to step in. Let's go into the studio now. It happened a couple of hours ago. The mics were on, unbeknownst to Shuey Louie. Where music director Kiri was telling us that we needed to do the interview and just literally ask Ash London's questions so then they could, with the power of editing software, put Ash London's voice in afterwards. That was enough for Shuey Louie to believe that we were chatting to Bieber live in LA.
So Ash can't make the chat. She's running late. So I need you two to do the Bieber chat. Follow these questions. Don't go off, like, these are written by Ash, so just ask the questions in order, and then we'll drop Ash's voice in for the show.
Okay.
So we're going to call, she's stressing.
So I'll do it on Vox Pro split record.
Yes, you can't go off script, though.
Can Jack ask him for some IDs for Asha?
We'll have to check it off, though. It's Bieber, like.
Okay. Well, can you just ask
that? Yeah, I'll suss that.
I honestly don't even think I'll be able to speak.
You'll be fine. It's going to be fine. So just make sure you follow those, though. You can't go off script because these have been
approved. You're going
to ask him? I don't know. I don't.
Are you cool?
I'll ask, and then if you want to say one, just do it.
Jack's sorting it out now to call the label. They're calling us.
Yep.
All good.
Yep.
Good work, guys. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh my god, is this actually happening? What the? Oh my god, I can't. Like, this is actually terrifying. What the?
I'll just ask them, and if you want to.
Okay.
Just put your hand up. Just follow along where I'm reading it. And...
But you'd come in early if you knew that it was... I'd be here from like 9 a.m. There's so many questions I would ask him. I honestly would just like listen.
I'm actually a bit nervous as well.
Don't. Because then that makes me even more... Even just hearing his voice, I might shit myself. God, my heart's going so fast.
Hi guys, I've got Justin on the line for you. Your 5 minutes starts now. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hey Justin.
What's up?
How's things, man?
I'm so busy. I'm just trying to get back into the gear of going, go, 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 go.
And how would you describe the new single, I Don't Care? Nah, it's just a stitch up, Shuey Louie.
I thought that. I honestly thought that there was.
Oh.
I can't even. Oh. I can't even. F*** you guys.
Oh.
You're all way too good at acting. Are you filming? Oh my god! You guys are so like real. Honestly, I was like, message all my friends, being like, I'm going to be like, head to the ear because of Beebs calling. I think I might cry. It was so real. And like Trin texting me, being like, did you hear? You guys even said that? Oh my god, this is so cruel. Oh. And then when Jace was like, this is showbiz, get out there, you'll be fine, Dal. I was like, oh my god, I actually have to do this.
Good work, everyone. Classic stitch
Listening
up.
Back to that, honestly, my heart is just like, oh, that potentially is one of the worst moments of my life. Or like the best, because I thought I was going to speak to him, but the worst, that moment. Like, I nearly cried.
In your world, Bieber was on the phone and you were ready to ask him a question.
Yes, and I was going to go rogue. There's no way I was answering those questions they asked.
Classic stitch up.
You can take yourself to the Instagram page at Danny Lakey Late Show right now. Check out the video. We were secretly recording Shuey Louie. Her reaction is priceless.
Oh, hate you guys still.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.